It's 64 degrees in West Bend, and we have Hannah from the West Bend Public Library on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So looks like another kind of warmy, sticky day, but then maybe some relief on the way.
I'm hoping so. I was hoping that the yesterday would knock it out of the air, but still humid. I don't like it.
Yeah, it didn't quite happen. But, you know, you're tough. You're a you know, hot sauce eating professional wrestler these days.
Exactly. So I can handle it.
What was the name you used last week?
The Book Bandit.
Ah, yes. I saw the pictures.
That's actually a recurring character. The Book Bandit shows up at story time once in a while and talks about what not to do to books. So,
it's always
a good time, but I'm running out of fake mustaches.
Well, now we know what to get you for Christmas.
Exactly.
So, you had the big end of summer reading event last week.
We sure did. That was real goofy, but a lot of fun.
And so now here we are getting ready for back to school, I guess. But there's an August reading program, huh?
There sure is, and for kids ages 0 through 18, and it runs through August 30th. You just read for at least 10 days and write a couple of book reviews in the month of August, and you earn a prize. You can stop in to pick up a record so you can keep track of your reading and your book reviews, or you can print them off our website as well. So that's kind of a fun, a little lower key. It's a lot lower key than what we do in June and July, but it's still fun, and I'm looking forward to reading everybody's book reviews.
All right, that sounds good. You got some activities actually going on this morning.
We have all kinds of stuff going on today, but the big one is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can learn more about working for the United States Census Bureau. So if you would like to learn more about what that's all about, or you're interested in actually doing it, you know you want to, we'll have staff from the Census Bureau present to answer some questions as that arise as people go through the application process. So I think you can just stop by, is my understanding. Otherwise, you can get in touch with Tasha Jenkins. Her number is 920-632-8292, and she'll answer any questions about the event today, or you can just drop by until 1 p.m.
You know, I actually was selected for this extra monthly census survey they're doing. And so once a month, this woman, or every 6 weeks, whatever it is, this woman calls and asks me about 6 or 8 questions about, you know, am I working? How many hours am I working? That kind of stuff. And it doesn't take very long.
Yeah.
Then usually about 3 days later, someone from the Census Bureau calls to follow up to see if she talked to me. And that call takes longer than the initial call. Something's not quite right there. Yes. But anyway, then coming up this afternoon, looks like a good program as well.
I think so. We've got Dr. Elizabeth Kramer coming in at 12:30 to talk about injury prevention in athletes of all ages. So she'll have some age-specific and sport-specific athletic injury concerns, how to handle injuries when they happen, how to prevent them in the future. So some really good information if you've got any athletes in your family, any kids, any older folks, if you yourself are an athlete, which I would never claim that title, but I guess
you and me both, but yeah, okay.
Bike around and hike around and that kind of thing. It might be some good stuff to know. So today at 12:30.
All right, and then it's movie time this afternoon.
Oh, it absolutely is. So I'm kind of hoping that the weather is gross enough that you want to come hang out at the library, but not so gross that you don't want to leave the house. Because at 2 o'clock, we're going to show Detective Pikachu, which just came out. So you can bring your own snacks and drinks if you'd like. It's rated PG and runs about an hour and 45 minutes and should be a very cute and adorable Pokemon good time.
I've heard good things about that movie, actually. I know little to nothing, nothing about Pokemon, but I've heard good things about that movie, and isn't Ryan Reynolds is the voice,
isn't
he?
Reynolds, yeah. So it's pretty entertaining.
So it's sort of Deadpool Pikachu, kind of.
Not quite.
Not quite. Oh, well.
It's not at Deadpool's level at all. But it's funny to hear his voice come
right.
out of Pikachu.
Right. And that's this afternoon at 2 o'clock. So, all right. And then you do this cool thing every now and then, the stuffed animal sleepover, and there's another one coming up this week.
There absolutely is. So stop by Thursday at 6:30 at the West Bend Library Story Room. Wear your pajamas if you want, and bring a stuffed animal. We'll give your stuffed animal a name tag, read them some bedtime stories, sing some songs, and then you leave the stuffed animal overnight at the library, and they have a wild sleepover. So only the animals sleep over, not the kids.
Right,
and then you come back the next day to claim your stuffed friend and see some photos of the fun that they got up to while you were away. And of course, a lot of kids want to bring their favorite stuffed animal. You maybe want to encourage them to bring one they can live without for the night.
like their third favorite.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun stuff.
And cute.
You post the pictures, and it's fun. And you'd be surprised what those stuffed animals get up to in the late night hours in the library.
Yeah, they really let loose and get into some mischief. So
yes.
Definitely worth checking out if you have a little one who might get a kick out of that.
Yeah. So Lego Club coming up again on Saturday.
Absolutely. Saturday from 10 to noon, we provide the Legos and you provide the imagination. This is an all-ages event. Boys, girls, everybody else are welcome to just come build something cool and put it on display at the library. But Legos do have to be put away by noon, so you might want to get here in plenty of time to make something really cool and show it off.
Well, there you go. All right. And then coming up on Monday, another timely program.
I think so. We're pretty good about that at the library, generally. Monday at 6:30 p.m., we're having Canning 101. So we're coming up on the time of year when you'll be planning for your garden harvest or for farmers market goodies. And Cheryl Ward from the Wild Child Home and Garden will be here to talk about the equipment you need and safety measures, making sure you can correctly and nothing gets spoiled or gross, the best ways to can foods that work out for you and your family. And Cheryl will be happy to answer any questions you have about canning at her presentation. You don't have to sign up or anything like that, but if you have any questions about Canning 101 on Monday, you can get in touch with Sarah at the library.
I don't know that there's I'm going to need to do that this year because my four tomato plants each have a single tomato. So I don't think that I'm going to need to invest in any mason jars this year, I'm pretty sure. But
yeah, you'll probably make it.
I'm hoping that someone is having more success than I am.
I'm sure they are. So, no offense.
Yeah, you know. Next Tuesday, the Anime Manga Club meets.
They sure do. They meet once a month at 4:30, and it happens to be this coming Tuesday, the 13th, at 4:30 p.m. We watch two episodes of a different anime each month, so we're usually done around 5:30. Kids are definitely welcome to cosplay, dress up. And for August, we're watching Ouran High School Host Club, which is a perennial favorite of the West Bend Library Anime Manga Club. And at this month's meeting, we pick what we're going to show at next month's meeting. So you don't have to sign up or RSVP at all. You're allowed to bring snacks and beverages, but we do subscribe to this Japan Crate thing where they send you snacks from Japan.
And I've seen the pictures. It's kind of interesting.
Every single month,
stuff.
It's really cool.
Yeah, interesting stuff they send.
Indeed, so, there's always. Yeah. I usually post a picture on Facebook of what on earth is that?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know. And then
it's
just
fun.
To plan ahead for next Wednesday, another program, but this is something that people may want to mark down on their calendar to make plans to attend.
Yes. Wednesday the 14th at 10 a.m. is a Medicare 101 session. So we'll talk about how and when to enroll in Medicare, how to make the most of your rights and options, find out what Medicare does and does not cover, all kinds of Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement insurance, things that I don't know a whole lot about. But fortunately, we do bring in an expert, Kathy Leitner. So you can RSVP to save your seat. It's Kathy_Leitner@yahoo.com or 920-627-9664. And that info is on our website and Facebook and everything as well.
And let's mention how they can find you on the website.
Well, yeah, you sure. You just got to go to westbendlibrary.org. Our Facebook page is West Bend Community Memorial Library. And there's usually some good info about our upcoming programs on our Instagram at West Bend Library as well. You can also give the library a call if you're like, what did Hannah say about that? I don't remember. That's how I am, unless I've got a notepad in front of me. The library's number is 262-335-5151. And I guess if you really wanted, you could stop in. We're at 630 Poplar Street, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1.
How's the podcast going?
You know, I'm back in the studio tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We'll have some more fun library facts, some corny library jokes. We've got some book reviews and recommendations on the hot stuff coming out from our adult fiction librarian, Sarah. So we'll probably be talking. She's been listening to My Favorite Murder, the podcast, so I think she might have murder mysteries on the brain.
Oh, there we go.
We'll have a new episode of the podcast next week, hopefully.
All right. Well, I want to mention, I emailed you yesterday because my mom is in the nursing home in Elroy. People know I've talked about that. And she actually signed up for a pay book service on my Amazon account. Thanks, Mom. Because that's the account that's on her tablet. And I thought, well, wow, Hannah is always talking about ebooks and online library service. So let's get Mom signed up for that. So we're going to work on it, but I may need to call on your assistance if we get hung up with Libby or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Give me a call or stop by the library. If you ever get stuck with the free library ebooks and digital audiobooks, bring your device in. It's way easier to troubleshoot problems if I've got it in front of me. I'm decent over the phone without looking at it, but it's easier.
Gotcha. And
I can go, oh, this is what's going on.
And there are, I'm guessing a whole lot of books and audiobooks that are available for free as long as you figure out how to get them.
Absolutely. There's a really great selection, and you can log into, there's a big button on our website that'll let you search and see if the ones that you want are available. I've always got my holds maxed out. You can have 10 digital holds at a time, and I've got 10 all the time.
Gotcha.
Lots available, lots of really cool stuff. And I don't even do ebooks. I just do audiobooks, which is a smaller selection.
Okay.
And still.
All right.
I'm still constantly finding something new that I want to listen to that someone's recommended. So,
well, and I'm
tons
guessing
of good stuff out there.
I'm guessing that, you know, the collection is updated regularly with new material and all that kind of stuff. And
absolutely.
So we'll see. I'll let you know how Mom does with it.
Okay. Well, you need any help, just let me know.
All right. Sounds good. That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. You have a great day. Try not to get too wrung out in today's humidity, because better times are coming.
they're on the horizon. And thanks for having me. Have a good week.
All right. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. We chat each and every Wednesday morning at about this time, unless one of us has got something else going on, in which case we, you know, talk another day typically. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll take a look at WIBD national news, state news, and local news. Local news this morning will have details for you on a fatal accident in Washington County last night. Also, we'll let you know about school immunizations, because it is that time once again as well. And we talked with Amy Brager, who is a registered nurse with the West Bend School District, about one particular immunization that seems to sometimes be problematic. So we'll give you some details on that as part of our local news here on 101.3 WIBD.